Today we begin lesson 184 in Parshas Vayishlach. We begin the second topic, which is the affair of Dina. We're going to be learning Perek Lamed Dalet, chapter 34. We're going to be learning Psukim Aleph to Zion 1 through 7. And you'll find this in the Simonim Tanakh on page 54, six lines from the top. And as the Simonim Tanakh tells us, that this story takes place in the year 2206. Yaakov is now 99 years old. Vateitze Dina Basleo Asher Yoldol Yaakov Liros Bivinos Haaretz Vayarosa Shechem Ben Chamor Hachivi Nesi Haaretz Vayikacho So Vayishkavo So Vayaneho Vatidbak Navsho Bedino Bin Bas Yaakov ויהב אסנארו, וידבר עליו אנארו. ויאמר שכם אל חמור אביב, לאמור כך לי, אס הילדו הזוס לאישו. ויעקב שמע, כי תימי אס דינו ויתו ובנוב, היו אס מגניהו בשדה. וחריש יעקב עד בואם, וייצא חמור אבי שכם אל יעקב, לדבר איתו. ובני יעקב באו מן השדה כשמעון ויסעצפו האנשים ויחר להם עוד כי נבלו עושה וישראל לשכב אספס יעקב וכן לא יעושה. Let's look at the psukim inside, Pasuk Aleph. Vateitze Dina, and Dina went out. Bas Dina, the daughter of Leah, she went out. And who is this as well? Asher Yoldo, which she had born, Leah had born Dina Liyakov for Yaakov. Why did she go out? Liros, to see, Bivnos, the daughters, Haaretz, of the land. In other words, she wanted to go out and do Kiruv, reach out to these girls and to try to impress them with her Yiddishkeit and to help them reach out to monotheism. Now, her intentions were great, but unfortunately, her presence of going out of the tent aroused the attention of a very terrible person, the name of Shechem. Vayar osa Shechem, and Shechem saw her. Now, who is Shechem? He's Ben Chamor, the son of Chamor. That was the king of the city, and their nationality is Hachivi, of the Chivi nation. Now, his position in the realm, this Shechem, was Nesi Aretz. He was the prince of the land. Vayikach oso, and he took her against her will. Vayishkavoso, and he lay with her, meaning in a natural way of intimacy. Vayianeha, and he violated her, meaning he also lived with her in an unnatural way. So he raped her and dealt with her in all kinds of terrible ways, something she did not want. However, he kidnapped her and he took her to where he was. And then he realized he was not only physically attracted to her, but Gimel Vatidbak Nafsho, and his soul cleaved Bedina to Dina, Bas Yaakov, the daughter of Yaakov, Vayehav, and he loved Esanara, the girl. And therefore, Vayedaber, and he spoke Al Lev Hanara, upon the heart of the girl. Meaning to say, he said seductive words. He tried to convince her that they should be husband and wife. He said words such as, see how much money your father had to pay to buy one little piece of land? You marry me and all the wealth of the city will be yours. So he tried to influence her to be with him on a permanent basis. He's so excited about this. Dalet vayomer Shechem, and Shechem said El Chamor to Chamor, Aviv, his father, Lemor, saying, Kach li, take for me as hayalda hazos, this girl, Lisha, for a wife. Make arrangements for me to marry this woman. Obviously, that means you'll have to speak to her father. What's going on back at the ranch? Hey, V'Yaakov, and Yaakov Shema heard, ki that Timei, he defiled, et Shechem defiled, es Dina Bito, Dina his daughter. Now, where were the sons? Where are the brothers? Uvanov and his sons, Hayu, they were, es with Mikneu, his livestock, Basoda, in the field. So what does Yaakov do immediately? Vecherish Yaakov, and Yaakov was silent ad boim until they came. Pasuk Vav, Vayetze Chamor, and Chamor went out, Avishchem, the father of Shechem, El Yaakov, to Yaakov, Lidaber, to speak Ito with him. And who is there as well? Zayin uvenei Yaakov, and the sons of Yaakov, ba'u, they came, min ha-sodeh, from the field, kisham'am, when they heard about what happened, and their reaction was twofold. Va'isatzvu hanashim, the men were grieved, they were saddened. Va'yichar lehem, and they were angry, ma'od, very much. And why were they? For two reasons. Number one, ki nivala asa, because asa, he did nivala, a scandalous act. B'Yisrael, in the Jewish people, which is lishkav, to lie, as Bas Yaakov with the daughter of Yaakov. Number one, it was an affront to the holy family of Yaakov. But more than that, v'chein, and so lo, it should not Yosef be done even to non-Jewish women, because the Noahites, they refrained after the flood, they refrained from any illicit relations. And even non-Jews would not violate virgins. So it was doubly bad. Number one, it was bad that it would happen to the family of Yaakov, who was extra careful in holiness. And even if it wasn't the daughter of Yaakov, if it was anybody, it's a terrible thing to do. So it's not just for Shechem to say, oh, I didn't know she was a special woman in such a holy family. No, even a regular non-Jew was not the proper behavior. So this sets the scene up. It's a great, great tragedy has happened, and we will see tomorrow what kind of negotiations take place. Let's look in question number one. Mi yotza min ha-machane shel Yaakov b'Shechem? Who went out of the camp of Yaakov in Shechem? Dina. Two. Mi ha-isa ima shel Dina? Who was the mother of Dina? Leah. Three. L'shemar, for what reason yotza Dina, did Dina leave me-ha-machane from the camp shel Yaakov b'Shechem, of Yaakov in Shechem? She went out to reach out to the daughters of the land. For Mira as Dina Bas Yaakov, who saw Dina Bas Yaakov kishiyatza min amachan, when she left the camp? Shechem. Five. Mihaya beno shel Chamor, who was the son of Chamor? Shechem. Six. Me'eza amhaya Shechem v'chamor, from what nation were Shechem and Chamor? They were from the nation of the Chivi nation. Seven. Eza tafkid haya l'Shechem be'ir Shechem, what task did Shechem have in the city of Shechem? He was the Nasi, he was the prince. 8. Ma'asar Shechem l'Dina. What did Shechem do with Dina? He took her forcibly against her will. He kidnapped her. 9. Ha'im Dina hiskim lios ishto shel Shechem. Did Dina agree to be the wife of Shechem? No. 10. Targem vayehaneh. Vayehaneh means, and he violated her. 11. Be'eze ofen ina Shechem es Dina. In what way did he violate Shechem? Aside from raping her in a natural way, he raped her in an unnatural way. 12. Targem vatidbak means, and it cleaved. 13. Ketzer hirgei Shechem l'Dina acharei shelak achosa. How did Shechem feel after he took her, Dina? He loved her. 14. Mani sa Shechem lasos acharei shinas Dina. What did Shechem attempt to do after he raped Dina? He attempted to speak to her heart and convince her to marry him. 15. Ma'amor Shechem Alina. What did Shechem say to Dina? He said, look how much money your father had to spend to buy land from us. And if you would marry me, you'd have all the land and all the wealth you could want. 16. Ma'amor Shechem El Chamor Aviv Achrei Shinas Dina. What did Shechem tell his father after he raped Dina? He said, take this girl for me for a wife. Arrange the marriage. 17. Mimi Mishpachas Yaakov Shoma B'Tchila Shechem Inas Dina. Who from Yaakov's family first heard about the rape of Dina? It was Yaakov. 18. Ba'er explained the words, ki timei es Dina bito, because he had defiled, that he had defiled Dina, his daughter. Meaning to say, he heard that Shechem raped Dina. 19. Eifa hayu b'nei Yaakov, kesh Yaakov shama Shechem inas Dina. Where were the sons of Yaakov when they heard that Shechem raped Dina? They were in the fields. 20. Lama haya b'nei Yaakov b'sada. Why were the sons of Yaakov in the field? They were shepherding their livestock. 21. Targem v'hecharish means, and he remained silent. 22. Ma'asa Yaakov b'ot shebonav haya b'sada. What did Yaakov do while his sons were still in the field? He remained silent. 23. Ad mosai hecharish Yaakov. How long was Yaakov silent until the sons came? 24. Mi bala daberim Yaakov acharei Shechem inas Dina. Who came to speak with Yaakov after Shechem raped Dina? So Yaakov was sound until his sons came. 24. Mi bala daber im Yaakov acharei Shechem minas Dino. Who came to speak with Yaakov after Shechem raped Dino? Chamor. 25. L'shem ma bo chamor avi Shechem l'daber im Yaakov. For what reason did Chamor come to speak with Yaakov? To arrange a marriage between his son and Yaakov's daughter. 26. Me efo bo b'nei Yaakov. From where did the sons of Yaakov come? They came from the field. 27. Mosai bo b'nei Yaakov minasada. When did the sons of Yaakov come back from the field? After they heard what had happened. 28. Targem vayis atzfu, and they were grieved. 29. Batchila, in the beginning, Ketzad hirgishu b'nei Yaakov kesheshamu sheshchem inas dino. How did the brothers feel when they first heard that Shechem violated their sister? They were grieved. 30. Ketzad hirgishu b'nei Yaakov kesheshamu sheshchem inas dino achosam. How did the brothers feel afterwards, when they heard that Shechem raped them? They were very hurt. They were very angry. 31. Targem nivala. Nivala is a scrupulous, is a scandalous act. 32. Lama Torah. Lama Charab livnei Yaakov mod al mashas Shechem ledino. Why were the sons of Yaakov very angry for what Shechem did? There were two reasons. Number one, he did a scandalous act against a Jewish woman, to rape a Jewish woman. And number two, it's something you don't do even to a non-Jewish woman. 33, what does it say? It's talking about a scandal, for a scandalous act was done in Israel. It's referring to the rape that Shechem did to Dinah to defile a holy woman. 35, in the days of Shechem, was it customary to rape women? No, even non-Jews did not rape women. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson, as well to go over lessons 180, 181, 182, 183 as well. Have a great day.